You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon, nagbabalik si Nino Diomano ng St. Francis Filipino Choir o Kiko Choir. Magandang araw!
Magandang araw sa inyong lahat! Hello!
Busy kayo sa paghahanda para sa nalalapit na concert sa katapusan ng buwan?
Tama. We were invited, naimbitahan kami ng St. Francis Youth Choir for the third time to sing with them dito sa kanilang charity concert na para naman sa Youth of the Streets charity group na sinusuportahan nila. So, mangyayari ito sa 31st of August, that's next Sunday, mula 7:30 ng gabi. So, inaanyahan ko po lahat na dumalo at sumuporta sa kanilang charity event.
So, yung St. Francis Youth Choir, ito yung mga kabataang lumaki na dito sa Australia. Yung iba naman yung mga estudyante rin, tulad ng nabanggit mo na nag-aaral dito.
Yeah, both local and international yung mga estudyante nila ng members. Pati meron na rin sila mga young professionals, yung mga pumasok na sa workforce. So, that's the makeup of their choir. And saka na-form sila sa St. Francis noong year 2000 by Father Peter Collins, who's a resident priest ng Blessed Sacrament Congregation and in charge dun sa simbahan ng St. Francis. So, yan, natutuwa nga kami at lagi kami na naalala na kumanta with them for this very worthwhile event.
So, pangatlong pagkakataon na kayo ay guest. Tama. Sa kanilang concert, hindi ba?
Opo. Mm-hmm.
Tapos, especially ito kasi sa simbahan mismo gagawin yung konserto.
Sa simbahan, it's actually quite a nice. Kung nakapunta na kayo sa St. Francis Church, syempre, it's the oldest Catholic church here in Victoria. Yung pinakaunang natayo dati noong 1800s. And then, sa gaganapin concert, mag-iiba yung itsura niya sa loob dahil may mga lighting siyempre, and then yung choirs kakanta sa harapan ng altar. So it's quite a sight to behold. So it's another thing to look forward to kung makakapunta po kayo at makinig sa mga iba-ibang kantahin ng tatlong choir na nakakanta nung gabing yon.
So St. Francis Youth Choir, St. Francis Filipino Choir o Kiko Choir, at may isa pa.
Yung pangatlong choir, sila yung Monash Catholics on Campus Choir. So, mga taga Monash University naman sila.
So, ina-assume ko na yung mga awiting ito ay yung mga awiting kinakanta natin sa simbahan?
Yung ibang kanta ay may gospel ang theme, pero ang main theme ng youth choir dito is, it's called, the concert is called Sunny Side Up. So, ang theme niya is revolving around something really positive, something about light, and then the, you know, the life in church and all of that. So, ang kakantahin namin dito, for instance, would be Leave Me, Lord. We have a song from the movie.
Uy, matagal ka rin di naririnig yun ah.
Yeah.
Maganda yun.
Oo nga eh, di ba? So, SATV po yan. Tapos yung isa pang kanta namin is from one of the songs from The Greatest Showman ni Hugh Jackman, which is called A Million Dreams.
Uy, maganda
so, kung gusto niyo po yung mga ganyan, we're working hard sa practices po namin just so that we can share that with you. And a couple of duets as well na gaganapin from the Kiko Choir.
So, mga inspiring na awitin.
We hope so. That would be inspiring for the supporters and the listeners and the attendees.
Ayan, ninyo, so, yung choir, maganda rin siyang paraan or isang outlet, hindi ba, para sa mga kabataan na, kunyari, dito maraming mga Pinoy na nag-aaral, kung nalulungkot sila, ito yung magandang paraan para maka-meet ng mga bagong kaibigan, o di kaya ay kung kailan mo ng gabay o tulong, di ba?
Tama,
ito yung
tama yan.
Magandang lugar.
Yes, look at it. We call ourselves a family, and as a matter of fact, we support each other, and at the same time, we support ang aming spiritual director na si Reverend Father Alfred Yap. So he supports us with all the choir initiatives, and yung mga members galing nga from all walks of life, from a student, from a professional to retirees, and everybody. As long as you have the love for singing, Tapos makakapag-practice kayo ng dalawang Sabado bago yung monthly second Sunday Mass ng Filipino. Then come and see us. The only additional thing is the Working with Children permit, which is a policy of the church these days. So kung sa tingin nyo kayo yun, well, we'd like to invite you to get in touch and we'd love to hear from you.
Kasi sino nga bang Pinoy ang hindi marunong kumanta? Ako lang yata.
Di ba? Sample, Maridel.
Pero hindi ba? Marami sa atin magaganda ang boses. So, hindi naman kailangan Lea Salonga o mala Regine Velasquez, hindi ba?
Hindi naman. It's a choir. It's a team effort. Tapos yun sa mga hindi naman nais munang kumanta, meron din naman pagkakataong tumulong sa simbahan. Maraming pwedeng tumulong sa altar serving and sa pagbabasa kung meron kayong experience at training. So meron po tayong mga paraan para makatulong kayo sa community here in Melbourne and Victoria in general.
At kung marunong silang tumugtog ng instrumento.
And musicals, yes. Mga people who can play the piano, the guitar, flute if you want, even drums, name it. If you guys think that you can offer your services, your time to the community and the group, please let us know and we'll have a chat.
Pero bago yan, August 31 sa St. Francis Church.
Opo, mula 7:30 ng gabi, that's next weekend ho. And donations are welcome at the door. It's a charity event, again, for the youth off the streets. And this is a presentation by the St. Francis Youth Choir.
So, isang gabi para ma-inspire tayong lahat.
Opo. At maraming salamat sa inyo, Maridel, at sa SBS for having us again. We always love your support. And hopefully we can do more projects together in the future.
At sana sa susunod ay big concert na ng St. Francis Choir.
Opo, ipagdasal natin.
Maraming salamat ninyo.
Thank you so much, Maridel.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.